Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Gimel. Kuf Chaf Gimel, and today's daf is sponsored by the Cohn and Shillet families, Lezecher Nishmas Aaron Bunim Ben Dov Beresh Halevi, whose yard site is today Hey Teves. Again, sponsored by the Cohn and Shillet families, Lezecher Nishmas Aaron Bunim Ben Dov Beresh Halevi, whose yard site is today Hey Teves. Okay, now we go, Kuf Chav Gimel, but first one Chassam Sofer that I said I would start with. Remember yesterday, the Gemara spoke about the Nachlis of Eretz Yisrael and how they were split up, and Nachla Olam Hazeh, Nachla Olam Haba, are there going to be differences? And the Gemara says, that, quoted a Braisa that said they were split up based on money. So the question is, what does it mean based on money? So does it mean that one got a good portion, one got a bad portion? That can't be, because the Shvatim wouldn't have accepted that. B'shavtani askinan. So it must be, it has to do with Karov and Rachok. Karov and Rachok, close and near. Close and far. Close and far to what? Meaning if you're closer in, that's a better place to be, and therefore you have to pay the people that are farther. So if you look in the Rashbam on the bottom of Kuchav Bezim Aleph, he says, B'bnei she'rachok mi beis hamikdash, and karov l'eretz ha'amim. We have to do more worries, but either way, based Hamikdash, Yerushalayim is the issue. He asked the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, in Simon Chavtes, why does Yerushalayim make a difference? Shouldn't it be Yerushalayim? Lashon Rashbam Tzarech Iyun, Ha B'shaz Chalukas Ha'aretz Lo Noda Makom Mikdash V'lo Har Hamoria Ayehu Ad Alpi Navi B'mei David HaMelech Alav HaShalom U'B'shaz Chalukas Ha'aretz Hu Amad Mishkan B'shilo V'amad Sham Shlosh Meos U'Shloshim Shana. So 369 or 330. V'hayalol Rashbam l'faresh misha nivne mishkan shilo bigvulo u'misha haya samucho rachav mishilo. Avo Yerushalayim mandekar shmei oz ki haya kama meo shana macharze ir hayivusi at shekashut David HaMelech. So what does it mean? Why is it close to, why does it say Yerushalayim? El al karchach inachinami, says the Chassam Sofer, it must be in Achinami. B'shas Chaluka, at the time, at that moment that it went in, it was Karav Rachok to Shilo. But after, now, during the time of the Rashbam, in hindsight, when we would say, split close and far, Achar Dal Me'oshana, Kishanivna, Beis HaMikdash, B'Yerushalayim, Hayitzorach Lahalos B'damim, Akrovim, V'yanti Yerushalayim, Atzmam La'Rachokim. They had to now, once Yerushalayim was chosen, they had to work it out again. All the Shvatim had to work it out again. Originally, they gave to the Shiloh, but once Yerushalayim was made more south, so then they had to work out the numbers again, how much was given and who was closer now. So that is, they had to redo it. They had to redo it. Oh, and also he says, Ksaz Yishla Ayin, and I'll get to what his question was in a minute, but I mentioned it yesterday. Ksaz Yishla Ayin, also, the Gemara says in Masechta Sota, we also know it from Brachos, Schar Psios Yesh. Is somebody who is closer, for sure, better? Maybe if you, what does the Gemara say? You should always walk farther to go to shul. Schar halicha. Right? Schar psios yesh. So why is it, im kein b'Yerushalayim, nehid de'ein lomer behefech, so fine, you don't say behefech, that, you know, you don't have to say that the people who are farther away are going to have to pay the people that are closer. Because, you know, people who are closer, you don't have to go, walk, but for sure, maybe you should say the other way. Because people who are farther do have some kind of mila. If you're farther away from Yerushalayim, then you get to walk more. Right? So isn't that better? So, al-karchach, al-kabadah b'hifach, mi-lo, b'taiba, lo yala b'damen la-rachach b'Yerushalayim, alo yesh lezes harpsios. Al-karchach nirali, daham mila b'damen. So what does it mean? The Yamaila Badam, you have to pay, which we just said you have to pay. Shilu Yishlam, that'll work it out later. What does that mean? It really means because of Kavod Hamakom. Kemo Anu Mechalkim Umailim Bedamim Kavod Hamakomos Bebesak Nasses. You're not paying because you're closer and farther and making it up to them. But it's just that a more chashuv place costs more. If you live closer to the Beis HaMikdash, it's like a better seat in Shul. If you have better seats in shul, let's say you go to a baseball game, right? The box seats cost more. Why? Because you're closer to the field. It's a more chash of seats. It's a more chash of seat. The better seats cost more. Because shana mechalkim umalam b'damim kavod amakomos b'beis haknesses. Hachanami, akrovim l'Yerushalayim, ayu chashuvim yoser. Lo mepnei erech torach haderech lalos l'regel. Not because you're going to have more tircha. Because regarding tircha, schar licha. So they have more schar. Ela hamakom mechabed ha'adam. Okay, that is all the discussion of the Chassam Sofer. So now I'll go back to the question. The original question
asked the Chassam Sofer, so we would have said, once he asked the question, like, where in Shas do you look for this answer? I don't think the Chassam Sofer had been learning Daf Yomi, and he was up to Baba Basra Kuf Chav Beis that day that he got the Shiloh. But the question was that they were expanding a shul in Hungary, and v'herchivu makom ol Hashem, v'asher me'az hay al derech mashal, shisha makomos outside Mizrach, samach laran kodesh mi'min, v'shisha mi'smol. There were six and six places on the Mizrach wall and on one side of the Aron and on the other side of the Aron. Yechshav tisha makomos. Because of Aron HaKodesh. They added on six seats. Now there were nine seats on each side of the Aron HaKodesh. Uba'alei HaMakomos Omrim She'omdim Bimkomam Kimeoz. And those who sat on the Mizrach wall said, we still sit on the Mizrach wall. V'anosafim Yihyeh HaSmuchim L'Kerem Zavis B'Chopina. And the ones who were added on will be on the corners. We'll get the ones next to the Aron and they'll be on the corners. V'hama'ararim To'anim. And the people who are the Ma'ararim, the complainers, were complained to Azli Basar. Shema, go after the name. May olam hayulu makomos amsham makomos azavios. You've always been on the corners. Who said you were next to the Ara and you're also next to the corners? Gam yeh makomam samuch lepina achronim vanosafim yeh emsaim bin gimel asmuchim lari kodesh bin gimel asmuchim lazavios. We'll take the new ones or the ones that are closer in. So who's right? So where do you look in Shas for this question? Where do you look? So he starts going through. When you rebuild the Beis HaKnesses, is it the same? Is it in the same place? Is it just an expansion? Or is it something new? And then he goes through our Gemara, and he says, Lamaskana. You know, you might have said, you know, which is right? So he says, his makam is? He says, they get the inner seats, but they got to pay for it. Because they got to pay more, because those are makomos chashuvos, just like being close to Yerushalayim. Just like I just explained, says the Chassam Sofer, the makomos chashuvos in Eretz Yisrael. Aval hashe shemakomam muzkar lohem nir lefi nezdati pashut, she'en lo otziyim imkomam, ach ba'asher sh'aydei sh'akom osifim gimel makomos. And they're more chash, by the fact that there are more seats on the Mizrach, and now these are closer, so in relative terms, these are even better. These are even better, and therefore, Makom Shalem Mechuyavim Eim Lasis Lekupa Kfi Ashuma Shemisale Mekomam V'yam Mekomam Yavo B'Shalom Hareini Choseim B'Bracha Lamar L'Tarasso. Right, he says play on words. But anyway, that is the Chassam Sofer in Simen Chavtes, related to yesterday's daf. So now we continue today, second to last line on Kuf Chav Beis Mabeis. Tan Rabbanan, last of the Agadic Dafim for a while. Okay, and then we get back to regular yesh nochlin issues. Here we go. Tanur abadon losses lo pi shnayim, second to last line, pi shnayim ke'echad. What does it mean, a double portion? When we say a bechar does a double portion, says the Gemara, it means an extra portion. It doesn't mean double. Let's say doesn't mean that the bechar gets two-thirds of the entire property. There are 10 brothers, so he gets two-thirds and everybody else splits up one-third. No. If there are 10 brothers, you split it up into 11 portions. And the Bechar gets two of those portions. That's what it means, Pishnaim, a double portion. Pishnaim ke'echad. Ato omer Pishnaim ke'echad. Does it mean Pishnaim ke'echad, what I just explained? O eino ela Pishnaim b'chala dechasim. Or does it mean two-thirds of everything? V'dinhu, and says the Gemara, it is based on logic. Chelko im echad, v'chelko im chamisha. He splits it up if he has one brother. He splits it up if he has five brothers. Ma chelko im echad, pishtayim ke'echad. Just like if he splits it up with one brother, he'll get two sections, and the other brother will get one. Af chelko im chamisha, pishtayim ke'echad. So do with five, you give him an extra section. Oklach l'derach zeh, say just the opposite. Say the other way. Chelko im echad v'chelko im hey. Right, he splits it up with one or with five. Ma chelko im echad pishnayim b'kol hanachasim. Just like if he only has one of the brothers, he's getting two-thirds of all the property. Av chelko im hey, pishnayim b'kol hanachasim. So tamalomar v'haya b'yom anchilo espanav. The Torah says in Parshas Kiseitzeh, those are the two sources of Yerusha in the Torah, is Pinchas and Kiseitze. It's interesting that it's not all one parsha. It's interesting that the parsha of Bechor is not stated explicitly by Benos Lafchad. Even though we know Lamaisa from our Mishnah that they received a double portion of their father was the Bechor, but the Torah does not say it together. The Torah has a separate portion separate portion, separate section in the Torah about the double portion. Maybe that links to the machlokes. It alludes to the machlokes. Rambam, Ramban, whether Pishnayim is a separate mitzvah or not. Right, if you remember, the Rambam counts it as all one mitzvah. One mitzvah, last mitzvah. Mitzvah, right, 248 of the Rambam. Mitzvah 248, last mitzvah, say, is the mitzvah of Yerusha. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Yerusha. The Ramban there argues. The Ramban says, why is he only counting one? He should count three. He should count one mitzvah of Yerusha, one mitzvah of a Bechor taking double, and another mitzvah of a not giving a Bechor double. Right, lo yivaker. Right, so that's so the Rambam counts three. So maybe that's alluded to Gufa in the Torah Shebichsav itself, that we have Pinchas and we have Kiseitse. So here the Torah quotes, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Kiseitse. Vayibiyoman chilo es banav. HaTorah ribsa nachla etzal achin. The Torah gives an extra nachla for the brothers. Ha'ela alecha ladun kolashen achron el kolashen rishon. One extra nachla. What does one extra nachla mean? One extra portion. So that's pishnayim ke'echad. V'omer, and the Brisa quotes three different psukim to prove this. We'll see why you need all three. V'omer, and the pasuk also says, in Divrei Hayamim, Uvenei Reuven Bechor Yisrael, Kihu HaBechor. The children of Reuven, he was the Bechor, because he is the Bechor. U'Bechalalo Yitzuei Aviv, and because he messed up the bed of his father, Nitna Bechor Asol Bnei Yosef Ben Yisrael. The Bechorah is given to Bnei Yosef. The Bechorah was taken away from Reuben and given to Yosef. V'lo lehisyaches lebechorah. And not to be mityaches to him as a Bechorah. What does that mean? Look at Rashbam on top, third line. Lo sheyikra Bechor nitzna lo Bechorah. D'la olam Reuben kari Bechor Yisrael. Yosef isn't called the Bechor. Reuben Bechor Yisrael. That's the pasuk. Right? El alito shnei chalachim. It means he gets a double portion. But the status, right, he could still be called the firstborn. It's interesting that Yaakov here is called Yisrael in Divrei Hayamim. It's called Yisrael. I think I mentioned that a Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago from Mori Verabi Rav Rosenzweig, who said that it's, once Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, it's amazing to check the Torah and see when he is called Yaakov and when he is called Yisrael. Many times one can work it out in that Yaakov is his personal life, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv. Yisrael is when he's acting on the national scene. He comes to Mitzrayim. He's going to give the brachas at the end of his life. Yisrael is when he's on the national scene. So Divrei Hayamim is a sum up of the entire history of the Jewish people, not just the personal history. So maybe that's why he's called Yisrael here. Continuing, the Omer, and also the pasuk says the year, Ki Yehuda, and that, so that pasuk somehow also proves to me that Pishnayim ke'echad, the Omer Ki Yehuda, Gavar be'echav, Ulanagin mimenu, v'habachora li Yosef. End of the pasuk. Nema b'chora li Yosef, and Nema b'chora li Doros. So we compare, Yosef is the b'chora, and it says b'chora by Yosef right here, and it says the word b'chora li Doros in the parsha of Nachla. Ma b'chora hamura li Yosef, pishtayim ke'echad, just like Yosef got two portions, not two-thirds of everything. Af b'chora hamura li Doros, pishtayim ke'echad. So too, you get a double, two portions. V'omer, and the Brisa has one more pasuk. V'adi nasati lecha shchem echad al achecha. Asher lakachti miyad ha'amori b'chai b'yivakashti. Yaakov Avinu says in next week's parsha, I will give you, don't worry, we'll have something about this week's parsha as well. So we'll have it soon. So I gave you an extra portion on your brothers that I took from the Amori with my sword. Right, he's telling Yosef, you're going to have an extra portion. If I'm in Menashe, v'chi b'karbo v'kashto lokach. Did he take it with his sword and with his arrow? V'alukfar demar, ki lo b'kashti eftach v'charbi lo toshieni. Right, David HaMelech already says, right, we don't fight with swords and arrows. We fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're right, ela charbi zu tfila, kashi zu bakasha. It's the two types of tfila. Right, tiskabel tsoloson of a'uson. Right, slusi uva usi, says the unkelis on this pasuk, charbi uva kashti, two different types of tefillas. Mecharbi uva kashti. So you see, all these different psukim show that a bechor, when he gets double, does not mean two-thirds of all the assets, it just means an extra portion. However many sons there are, you just add on another son, and you make an extra portion, and then it is double. Let's finish up. Maiva Omer, why do we need all of these psukim? Why isn't the first one enough? V'chitem, and if you want to say, what was the first pasuk? B'yom hanchilo as banav. That was the first pasuk on the first white line that we have, that the Torah was merabe nachla by the brothers, because it says banav, on the day that you give portions to all the brothers. So if you want to say, v'chitem, ahai l'kid Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hu da'asa, if you want to say that that pasuk is really coming to teach me Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who we had yesterday. Remember we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, we'll come back to him. Right, it was in the middle of yesterday's daf, who said, he says, if you're allowed to choose one of the Yarshim, if you say, Al-Misha royally Yarsho, you choose, I want all the Yerushim to go to him, Dvarav Kayamim, and you learn that from this Pasuk. So if you want to say the Pasuk is used up for Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Tashma, Uvnei Ruvain Bechor Yisrael, that's why you have the second Pasuk, Bnei Ruvain Bechor Yisrael, Chitema Bechor Mi Bechor Raso, Lo Gamrinan, and if you want to say, no, that Pasuk is no good, because that word is Bechor Raso, is in that pasuk, and we're trying to learn it to bechora, tashma, so you have the next pasuk, vaha bechora li Yosef, the exact same word. How tight are you in gzeirah shava words? Same shorish or same exact word? Vachitema Yosef gufei, and if you want to say Yosef himself, b'mayit depishtayim ke'echad hu havei, how do you know Yosef got one extra portion? Maybe he got two thirds, tashma, because the pasuk says, v'ani nesati l'cha shchem echad alachecha, period. Maybe Yosef didn't get an extra whole portion. Maybe he just got an extra little bit. Dikla ba'alma, just a little bit he got. Rashbam says, karka muat hosiv lo Yaakov lo Yosef. A little bit of karka he gave him. Amalei, no, alecha amakrat. No, because look at the following psukim. Ephraim and Menashe, Kirim and Veshimon Yuli. They're going to be like Shvatim, meaning they're each going to get an equal portion. Fine. We mentioned in the Parsha Shir last year, you can't learn this pasuk without mentioning it, Bechar B'Yuvakashti, a thought from the Meshech Chachma and the Briska Rav. They both say the exact same thought, without quoting each other. Obviously, Meshech Chachma couldn't quote him, he was earlier. The Briska Rav did not quote the Meshech Chachma, but he said, Me'atzmo. The Meshech Chachma says, in Vayachi, Bechar B'Yuvakashti, what exactly, so the Gemara here says it means tefillah. Yaakov got it with his tefillah. Why is a sword and an arrow used as the mashal for tefillah? So Unkelus says slusi va'usi, right? Two types of tefillah. Tsloson uva'uson. What's the difference? Says the Meshech Chachma. Tsloson tslusi is the kavua tefillah. It's the tefillah that we say. Shavach, bakasha, hodah, the kavua words that we say. That's tsloson. Va'uson hu bakasha. That is extra. When a person says v'chadish b'tefillah so, right, a person has to add on. Slow sort of a'usa, right? When we listen to Kaddish, right? We're supposed to be listening to the words and it's saying amen. We have to have kavana. What we're saying amen to? Slow sort of a'usa, right? We say at the skabel, every Shmona Esrei gets at the skabel. Right? After every Shmona Esrei, we have at the skabel. Shachris, right? Mincha, Musaf, every Shmona Esrei gets at the skabel. We say amen. That is why, right? Last week, we know by Chanukah, on all the days of Chanukah that were not Rosh Chodesh, we did not say Kaddish Tiskabel after Shachris. We went right into laning. We waited with Tiskabel till after Uvalatzion. That Tiskabel is going on the Shmona Esrei of Shachris. That's why we shouldn't be mafsik. We shouldn't talk about other things, because that Tiskabel, except our tefillah, that's going on Shachris. On Rosh Chodesh, we said Tiskabel right after Shachris. Why? Because we're going to say another Tiskabel after Musaf. So you need one for each one. There's only one time. There's only one time throughout the entire year that we have a tiskabel not by a Shmona Esrei, and that is slichus. After slichus, we have a tiskabel. Because the Levush points out slichus, the structure of slichus is like a Shmona Esrei. We start off with Ashrei, then we have Hashem Hashem. We have the main part of slichus, and then at the end we have Tachnun, which we always do at the end, after Shmona Esrei. So Slichus is a quasi-tefillah itself. That's why Slichus gets at the Kaddish Tiskabel. But other than that, so all tefillahs get at Tiskabel. So Tiskabel, Slosod of Ouson. Every Shmona Esrei has two different parts, says the Meshech Chachma. What's the difference between Slosod, which is a tefillah kavua, and Va'uson, which is the extra? Nafkamina, he says that Seder tefillah, the tefillah of Slosod, which is the set tefillah, it's automatic. It works even if you don't have so much kavana. Okay, you should have kavana at least in the first bracha. But even if you don't have kavana in the rest of Shmona Esrei, we pass it b'dieved your yotze. But what if you add on to tefillah? If you have extra, if you add on to tefillah, so that you have to have, you can't just say things adding on without having kavana. That for sure you need kavana. It's worthless The Chazal didn't tell you to say this. So you're choosing to say it. So lo kein b'chidish. Shemevakesh adam tzracha mechadash boi kavana yiseira. So he says, that's the mashal. A sword is inherently powerful. A cherev. Okay, how the swordsman has something to do with it. But it has inherent power. Even somebody who's not so strong could kill with a sword. Cherev hu ba'atzmo mazik. Shebarzel sheyesh lo chidun memes b'kolshehu. What about a bow and arrow? A bow and arrow, it all depends how far you pull back. How far the archer pulls the bow back, how strong he is, that's as far as it's going to go. If he only pulls back a little bit, it's going to fall right in front of you, the arrow. If you pull back very hard, then the bow is going to go very far. So that's the same thing with the tefillah that's personal, not the set tefillah. It's all about the kavan. It's all about how hard a person pulls back. That's why tefillah is called a sword and a bow. B'charbi uvakashi. This is next week's parsha. Charbi shu af below kavanim ruba uba usi kashdi shu kemo keshes. That's why we have to realize that tefillah, the harder we pull back, the harder we daven, the harder we have kavana, so then the farther the tefillah is going to go. Because that's charbi and that's kashti. That's the Meshech Chachma on this pasuk about tefillah. Good. Once we're talking about firstborns, so we continue. Two dots. Nekudatayim. Boi minei Rabbi Chelbo, mei Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Chelbo asked from Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Keep in mind that name. Ma ra'a Yaakov shenata b'char me Reuven v'nitzna liYosef. Why did Yaakov Avinu take away the b'chora from Reuven and give it to Yosef? Why? Ma ra'a b'chelalo yitzui aviv k'siv. What do you mean? It says because he messed up the bed of his father. Ella, no. Ma ra'a shenitna liYosef. So fine, not why did he take it away from Reuven, but why did he get Yosef get it? Em sholach ha-mashal. So, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni answers. L'mashal amadav adome. He gives a mashal. L'ba'al abayis shegadol yasom b'toch beiso. And ba'al abayis, who supports an orphan in his house, he gives him everything he needs. L'yamim he'ashir oso yasom. At the end, the yasom gets on his feet, right? He gets independent. V'amar ahanihu l'ba'al abayis minachasai. I want to say thanks to the Baal HaBayis for taking care of me, so I'm going to give him something extra. So Yosef took care of Yaakov. Yaakov was like the orphan. It was a famine. So Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef takes care of him. He takes care of the whole world. This week's Parsha! Right? They come down, and Yaakov is taken care of. So at the end of his life, when Yaakov has another chelek to give, so he gives it to Yosef. Ask the Marsha. It's not parallel. Yaakov had this his whole life. What do you mean, he'ashir? He had this b'chor his whole life. What's the mashal? He didn't have anything, and then he got it at the end of his life. Yaakov had this forever. So the Marsha says, no, it means because he didn't give out the nachla until the end of his life. So it was as if he didn't have anything, because he was saving this for his children. It's like a parents who invest, they have investments for their children. They have no money. They want to give it to their kids. So they put away money for their kids, and they have no money themselves. So when they give it to the kids at the end of life, so they themselves were poor, but they saved money for their children, but that was off limits. It wasn't like, it was as if it wasn't theirs. So that's what the Marsha says here. It's as if it wasn't his because he was saving it for his children. Amar Lei. Well, let's stop there for a minute. The Iyun Yaakov has a great ha'ara. He says, what was the Hava Amina? To ask, why did he take it away from Reuven? Of course, the Gemara says, because he lost it by the Maisa Bila. What was the Hava Amina to ask the question? He says, who he asked the question from? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is the one in Masechet Shabbos says, Kol ha'omer Reuven chata eino ela toeh. Kol ha'omer David chata eino ela toeh. All of that Gemara in the Nuns, in Masechet Shabbos, he's the one! Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni! So that's why Dafka Rabbi Chavo asked him, because you say Reuven didn't do anything wrong! That's why I'm asking you! Right? So what's the answer? The answer was, he still did. He didn't do the mamish, the Avera. But that's why Dafka, he was asked, says the Iyun Yaakov, because he was the one that spoke about this in Meseches Shabbos. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, What if Ruvain didn't sin, that he wouldn't have given anything extra to Yosef? Right, says the Rashbam, a little halfway, two-thirds of the way down, Bitmiya, Klar, Manasan Yaakov Yosef, Shem Mechalik, Sha'ar Achi, Mechalik Sha'ar Achi Nosef Lo, Avo Mishalo Lo Nasan Lo Klum. Meaning, what do you mean? He had a separate investment, like the Mashal I just gave. What do you mean? He had a portion that he was going to give to the brothers also. So what do you mean? If Reuven hadn't said he wouldn't have given it to him, he might have given it to him anyway. Because he wasn't giving him something extra. There must be something deeper here. Ella, Rabbi Yonas and Rabbach, lo kach amar. No, Rabbi Chelbo says, didn't your Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, already say this? Re'u yahaisa b'chara latis mi Rachel. No, because Rachel was supposed to be the first wife. That's why Yosef got it. Because this was the b'chara from her... Originally, Dechsiv Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef, Ela Shekadmasa Leah Barachamim. But it's just that Leah, because of her tefillah, she was able to be the first wife. And Umitov Tznias Shaisa Barachel Hechzira Kadosh Baruch Hula. It was supposed to be Rachel. Leah wins to become the first wife because of her amazing davening. Comes along Rachel with her tznias, and she gets it back. So where did Leah daven and where did Rachel act b'tznias? My kadmasa Leah barachamim. Where was that? Dichsiv ve'eni Leah rakos. Right, Leah's lies were soft. My rakos. Chazal, we all know. What does it mean? They were rakos. They were soft. Ile marakos mamish. It means soft, and it's saying something like negative. It's like not something that's not yofi. Rakos is the opposite of yofi. If it's rakos mamish, efshar bikinus behema tamei alo dibrakosif. The Torah doesn't say even a negative word about an animal. Dichsiv, what does it say in Parshas Noach? Min habehema hatahora umin habehema asher einena tahora. An animal that is pure or not kosher or not kosher. It doesn't say tamei. Doesn't say tame. So you see that the Torah speaks with such a fine language, even about animals. Bikanus sadikim dibra kasuv. By Leah, we're going to say something negative about her eyes. It can't be literal. Right? This is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Beis. Psachim Daf Beis Daf Gimel, where the Gemara the Gemara there says laolam yidaber adam belashin nikiya. Person always has to be very fine in their language, even if it means saying something longer. Right? The Torah adds in extra letters. Asher einena tahora instead of saying tamea, right, by Parshas Noach. All the mafarshim ask, wait a minute, later on in the Torah it says tamei plenty of times. So what dafka by Parshas Noach? Right? It says tamei plenty of times later in the Torah. So the mafarshim there, I forgot who says it, but the mafarshim there explain that, no, the point is there, a couple of answers. Oh, I think it's the Chiddush Yerim, I think. That the over there is just telling a story. Telling a story, the Torah doesn't have to be so exact. It could give messages. So it could say inena tahora. But if the Torah is giving a command, it's got to be exact, clear. So you have to say tamei if you mean tamei. You have to say tamei. So even though it's a language that maybe isn't as nucky, but still the Torah would say it because it's a lashon sivui. Earlier in the Torah, it's just telling a story which animals went onto the teva, so therefore it could say inena tahora. Or you could say it's the first time. At least the first time it should say inena tahora. Right, the Vilna Gaon, every time it's the first time something appears in the Torah, it's very special. So it's the first time Tomei could have appeared, and it says inena tahora instead. Okay, so the Gemara says, if you say it by an animal, so that's surely by a person, so Ela Amar Ablazar, She Matnoseha Arukos. What are Matnoseha Arukos? So says Rebbe Lazar, Arukos Gedolos. Her children were long and great. What does that mean, her children? It means Levi and Yehuda. Levi got Kahuna and Yehuda got Malchus. So they're her Matnoseha. Doesn't mean her eyes, literally. Rav Amar, Lo'olam Rakos Mamish. Really, they were Rakos. It's talking actually about the eyes. Velo Genai Hula. And it really doesn't mean, it's not a negative. Why? Elisheva Hula. It's really a praise of Leah that her eyes became droopy. Why? Shaisa Shomasa Parshas Rachim. She used to hear people talking. Right? People talked on the street there too. Parshas Rachim. She hear people on the street corners. Bnei Adam. Shai Omrim. Shnei Banim Yeshla Rivka. Shnei Banos Yeshla Lavan. Rivka has two sons. Lavan has two daughters. Gedola Lagadol Vektana Lakatan. The older one to the older one, and the younger one to the younger one. Right? Leah to Esav. And Rachel to Yaakov. The Haisa Yosheva to Parshas Rachim. And then she sat on the street, Umash Elas, and she used to ask them, Gadol Ma Maisav, What's the older one like? Ish Rahu, Milastim Brius. He's a terrible guy. Katan Mamasov. What's the Katan like? Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. And what happens? Vaisa Bocha. She used to cry. Acha Nashru Risei Eneha. Until her eyes fell out, her eyelids dropped, and she cried and cried and cried. That's where her eyes got droopy. So she was at Sadekes. That's why. So it's a praise that her eyes were Rachos. Vahainu Dechsiv. Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah, Hashem saw that Leah was hated. My snua, what does that mean? Ilema snua mamish, is it mean she was hated? So again, after because behema dibra lo dibra kasev, because sadikim dibra kasev, can you say such a thing about one of the emos that they were hated? Ela ra kadosh baruch hu she snuin maisa esav bifaneha. She saw that she was the hated. What do you mean she hated? She hated Esav's actions. And therefore, Hashem decided that she will have a child first. Period. Ask the Ben Yehoyada. Amazing. We've known this Chazal our entire life. We've seen it in Rashi, in Parshas Vayetze. Simple question. What did it say? Leah finds out, Gadol l'gdola v'ktana l'katan. And what does she say? What are they like? Oh, the older one, he's terrible. He's a wicked guy. What's the younger one like? The younger one, oh, what a great tzaddik, Yoshev Tov, Yoshev Ohalim. She starts crying. Why does she start crying right away? When she hears the older one was a terrible guy. Then she starts crying. But only when she hears that Rachel's got it good, but she's crying, she's jealous. This is Leah Imenu. Oh, she hears, he's a tzaddik. Oh, I'm so upset. Why does she start crying right away? When she hears Gadol, the Gadol is a terrible, wicked guy, she should start crying as the Ben Yoyada. Unbelievable. It's just a question. She asked the question right away. She says no, because we know the Gemara, the Chazals, v'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya, as he always starts every answer. Sheyesh adam ra nosei isha tzadekes u'machzir tov b'tshuva v'yetov. It's possible for a spouse, for a husband or a wife, to get the other one to do tshuva. Right? That's possible. Right? What do we know from 2 weeks ago's parsha? Vayishlach, Yaakov was punished for putting Dina in the box. Why? Because maybe Dina could have made Esav be Machzer B'tshuva. Okay, it's a kasha. We've got to talk more about that. But anyway, you see sometimes that a spouse could help. Maybe he's not such a rasha. Maybe there's a pintle of Yid in him and he could be inspired. So Leah thinks, she hears he's a rasha. Okay, I'll deal with it. I'll make him become a tzaddik. But then she says, oh, what's the brother like? Yoshev Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. Leah says, oh my vey. He's had a Yaakov Avinu as a brother his entire life. And he's still like this? Forget it. I'm finished. She says, I want to be inspiring him. But when does she realize that she's Oyvei? She has Yeish? When she hears that the brother is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu the brother, and still he's an Esav HaRasha. Forget it. Now she starts crying. And now she realizes that of Oz Bachsa ki Avda Tikvasa Ba Omra Zea Gadol Hura Umarva Kasha Maod Vade Leucha Lahafok Levavo Meira Latov ki Achivach Achama Hatzadik Asher Gadol Imo Mikodem Shenishtarish Bara Lo Yuchal Latachno VeEich Ani Yuchal Latachno Achas Shenishtarish VeDiskadol Bara VeAl Kain Bachsa. That's why she starts crying. It's not relative. She wasn't jealous. But she realizes that it's impossible. Yaakov couldn't do it, so therefore, she can't do it either. Okay. Discussion here about Snua. You can look in the Marsha and others. B'nei HaSnua. It's what the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chaf says. B'nei HaSnua. There are 10, there are 9 Midos. B'nei HaSnua. If a person has a child of a certain woman, that it brings negative aspects to the children. If a man wants to divorce his wife and he has a child with her, if a man has this, a man has that. So all the different. So one of them is the B'nei HaSnua. So the Mefarshim talk about what's the Havamina that Leah could be a Snua, then the Shvatim could be B'nei HaSnua. You can look in the Marsha here. He discusses it. Umayt Snua. So that's why Leah was Zocha to be the first wife and have the first children, because of her tefilas. But then it says that Rachel got it back because of her tznius. What tznius? Umayt tznius ha'isa b'av Rachel tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, v'yagid Yaakov l'Rachel, but you got Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi aviyahu, v'chi ben rifkahu. Yaakov tells Rachel that he is her father's brother and the son of Rivka. Follow ben achos aviyahu. What do you mean? He is the son of her father's sister, not of her father's brother. Right? Of Rivka, not of Lavan. Ela amar la, but he says to her, mincivisli, marry me. Amrele, right? The first, on the first date, right? The Amrlei in miu Abba Ramaahu v'lo Yachlislei. I'm fine with it, but you know what? My father's a trickster. He's going to try something. Amar lo my Rama Usei. What makes him so trickery? Amrlei isli achta de kashisha minoi. I have an older sister. V'lo mintsava li mi kama. He's definitely going to play around. He's not going to let me get married before her. Omer la achiv ani baramaut. I could be a ramai too. Meaning that's what he means, ben achiv, right? I could be a partner, a brother in crime. Omer le, she says, umishari lehu letzadiki lesguye baramausa. You allowed to do that? Is a tzaddik allowed to stoop to that level? Is a tzaddik allowed to do this? His answer is him in. He says it's in the first Pashuk in Shmuel. Obviously, it's the concept. Im navar titavar vim ikesh titapol. Right, if somebody is crooked, you got to deal crooked with them sometimes. You got to do it. So masal simanim. So he gave her the famous simanim. What were the simanim? Nobody really knows. What were the simanim? What exactly was given? So I saw some say, the simon was that you should talk in Leah's voice, but what was the simonim? An interesting question. Not too many people talk about it. What were the simonim? Kikama aila la Leah. So fine, when Leah came in, Savra hashemichsva achsoi. So when Leah was going to go get married, Rachel says, oive, she's going to be embarrassed. Masar tinhu nihala. So he gives it, she gave her over this simonim, and in that way, she was very tsanua. He thought she was Rachel the entire night because of the simanim that was given over. Ask the Marsha, ask the Yin Yaakov. Don't we have a halacha? Gemara says, how is a blind man allowed to be with his wife? How does he know that it's his wife? Right? The halacha, the answer is because he recognizes her voice. He recognizes her voice. Tvius ayin of the voice. So why couldn't Yaakov recognize the voice here? So either two sisters have similar voices sometimes. Sometimes you call somebody and like who you think it's one, it's not the other. It's the other. See that their voice. Or the Marsha but in Yaakov both say, because of the simanim, see he already wasn't focusing. He already was already thought. So you're not focusing, so you're not so careful. Similar to once Yitzchak Avinu felt the clothing of Esav, so he didn't focus so much on Yaakov's voice. Yaakov and Esav probably also had similar voices. So that's why it occurred, period. I saw a ha'ara in the Yam Simcha, interesting ha'ara, where he says, Refreed, beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he says, it's interesting that Yaakov Avinu, the Ishtam, he was the Av that spent so much of his time with Rishayim. And he lived with them. Avram Avinu, he left. He left Terach, he left his family. He couldn't deal with Avodah Zarah. Yitzchak, Yishmael had to get thrown out. Right? Avram couldn't deal. And he's only Yaakov. Yaakov was with Esav for so many years. He grew up with Esav. He was with Lavan for 20 years. Dafka Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim. So ironic. He was Titan Amos Yaakov, maybe because he had the koach of Torah, he was able to survive. But it's just a ha'ara, the Yaakov Avinu, out of all the midos, out of all the avos, chazinan mizeh, heichan higia kochos the nefesh of Yaakov Avinu, the av apishayi ishtam yoshevo alim, but if the Torah tells you have to do this, you have to do this. And that's what the Torah says. Im navarti tabar, ubemes bidazu shiyocho lichios v'lasok, afilu manashim shedim kitchunot nafsho, him lehefech legamrei, Zos matzanu rak eitzel bechir sheba'avos Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu ha'yisorach leilich me'arzo. Yitzchak lo yachal leishem v'mishmol. Avol Yaakov chai betchila meisav achachem lavan v'noag chaya kirtzono. That's an important ha'ara that Dafka Yaakov, who was the Ishtam, he lived so much of his life with these Rishayim, with these tricksters, and he was able to survive. Weiter. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Bo imine Abba Khalifa Kuruya, mi Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, bichlal anata mozei shivim, biprat anata mozei shivim chaser echad. If you look in this week's Parsha, when B'nai Yisrael go down to Mitzrayim, it says there were 70, but if you count it up, there were 69. Omer lei, ta'oma haisa im Dina. Oh, there was another girl born with Dina. Dechsiv, ve'ez Dina bito, ve'es, S includes a twin. El me'ata tom ha'isim binyamin. Dechsev es binyamin achiv ben imo. So when he says the same thing by binyamin, when he says the same thing, so Amar, he answers, margalis tova ha'isa biyadi v'atam avakish la'adam imeni. Oh, what are you doing? I didn't want to tell you. I had a great pearl, and you're asking me for it now? I'm going to lose it now. What was the great pearl? Hach yamar abchala brachanina zu yocheved shorasa baderech v'leidasa beirachobos. Yocheved was born, was impregnated on the way, and she was born right when they went into Mitzrayim. Number 70. Shneamar asher yolda osal levi in Mitzrayim. She was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. Leidasa b'Mitzrayim ve'ein horasa b'Mitzrayim. Right, she was leidasa, her leida was in Mitzrayim, and not her impregnation. So we're going to talk more about this at the Parsha Shir. About the Shem tomorrow night, about Yocheved, 70, the Rashi, there's an Ebn Ezra, there's a Ramban, there's a Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, so I'm not going to say it now, it'll be about the Shem tomorrow night. But, there is another Ben Yehoyada, two Ben Yehoyadas today. Says the Ben Yehoyada, what happened? So he said, the Talmud asked the Rebbe, what isn't it, right, it's 6970. So he says, no, there was a twin born. He said, what do you mean? I have a kasha on that. Binyamin also. So he says, why'd you ask me? Right, I have a great thing. I don't want to tell you. Now I have to tell you. And he told him. What do you want to tell him for? He was going to lose it by telling your student, you're not losing it. You're it's even more. You're going to spread it around. What do you mean he's going to lose it? Right, he said, Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina says, so says the Ben Yehoyada. Chazal tell us elsewhere, different Gemara. Let's say you say something b'shem Amro. I'm going to say, I heard a great vart. Let's say there are six people in the line. I heard it from Reuven, who heard it from Shimon, who heard it from Levi, who heard it from Yehuda. So the Gemara says, all you got to do is to say the first one and the last one. You don't have to say everybody in between. The first one and the last one. That's the only ones you have to say. He says, Koshmaitza demis Amro bebeit slasa, kadmai ubasrai amrinan, mitzioi lo amrinan. You say the one who you heard it from and the original source. That's Omer Gula, Omer Dover B'Shem Amro. So, says, who's talking here? Says Reb Chiya Bar Abba, I heard this from somebody. I heard this from Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. If I tell my student that this Vart, he's going to run to the Beis Medrash. It's going to be said in the Beis Medrash by him. So how are people going to say this statement? They're going to say it in his name and in the name of the source, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. And I'm going to be forgotten. I'm going to be in the middle. I'm going to be a nobody. I wanted to go to the Beis Medrash and say it. So then they'll say it in my name and in the source's name. So he says, that's what he means. You want to be ma'avid it from me. From me, because I'm not going to be quoted anymore related to this. He's not saying he's a Balgaiva, but he's just saying that he's, he wants this vartz attributed to him. He wants it him. And here he's going to tell his Talmud. His Talmud's going to rush to the Beis Medrash. So it's going to be said forevermore in his Talmud's name and in the source's name. Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Ben Yehoyada. The Rashbam just says he did it to sharpen him. L'chad edoto. On top.
Maybe he was saving it for
the Parsha Shir. Right. Maybe he was saving it. Okay. Okay. Fascinating that she was born mamish right then. The Maharal talks about that. The number 70 in the Chodesh HaGadol, the number 70 is a unit. Right? Shimeshino Seinu Shivim Shana. 70 years is considered a generation. Klal Yisrael had to become Klal Yisrael at the very second that they went into Mitzrayim. Not a second earlier, and not a second later. So she couldn't have been born a week ago, because then they would have had been 70 beforehand. Not later. The second that they went into Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be 70. You ever think about what's the message of Yocheved Noldo Ben HaChomos? Dafka that. Okay. Weiter. Bo aminei, Rabbi Chaba Meir Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Ksiv, Ayi Kasher Yolda Rachel Az Yosef Echulu. My shnaki is Yilid Yosef. Why does it say that Yaakov had to go back to Eretz Canaan right after Yosef was born? What's the connection? Amar le, ra Yaakov Avinu shein zaro shal Esav nimsar el biad zaro shal Yosef. Yaakov Avinu sees Baruch HaKodesh that he's only going to be able to beat Esav with Yosef. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says in Ovadia, right? We read it a couple weeks ago in the Haftorah. Vahaya beis Yaakov eish, Ubeis Yosef lahava, ubeis Esav lakash v'chulu. That's why he waited for Yosef. Esvei vayakim David mehaneshev ad ha'erev l'machratam. David beats Amalek. David wipes out Amalek. David was out Amalek. What do you mean? David was from Yehuda. And Amalek is the son of Esav. right? So what? Well, besides his grandson of Esav, right? So I thought you need Yosef. This is Yehuda. Amar lei the akrech nevi'e lo akrech suve. So your Rebbe must have taught you nevi'im and not suvim. Right, you're missing something. Dichsev, look at Divrei Yamim. Bilachto al Siklag. When he went at Siklag, naflu la alav mi Menashe, adna v'yozeved v'yadielu michal v'yozeved v'eliu v'tzalsi rashi alavim shalom Menashe. All these officers from Menashe joined him in the fight. That's why they won. Because he had B'nai Yosef. You had some Yosef with you. Right, B'nai Menashe. So therefore, that's why you were able to beat Amalek. Masav Rav Yosef, the next question. Who may hem min B'nai Shimon? Holchu lahar seir anoshim chamesh meot, 500 men from B'nai Shimon. Uplatya, una aryav, urfaya, v'uziel, B'nai yish ibarosham, v'yaku et sheirit ha-pleitala Amalek, v'yishu sham arayam hazeh. So you see, Shimon beats Yosef, beats Amalek. Again, the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Sheva, yishi mi B'nai Menashe asi. Dechsev B'nai Menashe, chefer v'yishi. No, there was still B'nai Menashe. Okay, finished. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, there's great stuff coming up. We'll see what we have time for. Habachar notel pishnayim. Back to firstborns. A lot of lumdas here. Bizroa b'lchayayim uvakeva. A bachar takes a double portion in the zroa l'chayayim and keva. Those are the portions of the animal that I have to give to the Kohen from every animal of mine. If I shet... Mashiach's going to come tomorrow, today, Beit Hashem, based on something that's going to be built, tomorrow, I shecht an animal. Chulin, not kachim. Chulin animal, I have to give the zeroa, the lochayim, and the keva to the kohen. It's one of the minus kahuna. A carbon shlamim, you have to give the chazei v'shok. The breastbone and the one of the legs. Chazei v'shok. But a chulin animal, zeroa, lochayim, and keva. Right, the lochayim, one of the cheeks of the animal, the keva is one of the stomachs. That's one of the minus kahuna. So, let's say a father has a Zerua L'chaim and Keva. So a Bechor, if they're Kahanim, so a Bechor is going to get a double portion in that. We're going to explain each one of these. Uba Mekdashin, if the father has a Karban, Bechor gets a double portion. Uba Shevach, Sheshibchun Echasin L'acham Yitzavien. Or the Shevach, or any appreciation that occurs after the father died. Also, a bechor gets a double portion. Kate said, "What does that mean?" If a father left a cow, rented out to others, the father has a cow, but somebody else is working it now. It's rented out. Or he has a cow that's just grazing in the field. It's grazing out in the field. The yolda, and the cow has a baby. After the father dies, still, Bechor notel pishnayim, a Bechor takes a double portion in that baby. Because that's considered Shevach, that's considered something that happened to the animal, but it's connected to when the father was alive. Machlokas Rishonim, did the animal have to be pregnant when the father was alive? The animal was born after the father died. Did the animal have to be pregnant when the father was alive or not? Tosas Rid says yes. The animal had to be pregnant, but the Ritva says no. Anything that happens to this animal that the brothers had nothing to do with is considered Shevach.
Why is that right?
Sorry?
Why is that right?
So it's not called Roy, even that it's not called Roy.
Even if it's not pregnant
before. Even if it's not pregnant before. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. It's not called Roy because it's considered Shevach Sheshibchu Memela. And that's not called Roy according to this Manda Amar. You'll see. Aval, what's not included? Aval banu batim minatu kramim, ein b'char notu bishnayim. But if they built houses, or they planted new things, they don't take a double portion in that. So now let's explain each one. Let's go back to the first one. That's what we're going to talk about today. Hi, Zeroa L'chaim and Keva v'Heichidami. What's the case that the b'char gets a double portion in the Zeroa L'chaim and Keva? Heichidami. E da'asi lidei avuhon. If the father already got it, the father's a Kohen. The father, he already got the Zeroa L'chaim and Keva from somebody. Pshita, that's obvious. That's his. V'idolowas yudei avuhon. If the father didn't get it yet, let's say I'm a Yisrael, and you're a Kohen, and you didn't get it yet, then ra'yu. That's considered ra'ui. It's not considered muchzak yet. V'ed b'char notol b'ra'i kiva muchzak. So a b'char does not get a double portion. A b'char does not take things that the father is going to get in the future. Only what he has. What's muchzak? So what's the case of Zeroa L'chaim and Keva? Says the Gemara, we can have a whole shir on the next line. We'll have to have a 3-minute shir. Hacha b'makire kahuna askinan. We're talking about makire kahuna. What does that mean? That means, let's say, there's a kohen I give all my things to. There's one kohen is my good friend. I give him truma, and zeroa l'chaim and keva. I give him everything. So the halacha, there's a halacha called makire kahuna, people who I recognize, who are makir, that even though I didn't give it yet, if I always give it to him, it's as if he has it already. It's somewhat of a kinyan, even though no kinyan took place. And you know what? I'm allowed to change my mind. I can give it to a different kohen. But unless I change my mind, Gemara and Gittin talks about this, and here, makire kahuna, that's the principle, that it's considered muchzak. Unbelievable. Even though I didn't give it yet, there's no kinyan, that's good enough. As long as it was shechted in the life of the father, vikasavar, and this mandamar holds, matano shelo hermu, kamisha hermu damu. Gifts that were not given yet, if you didn't take it off the animal, you just shechted the animal, you didn't take it out of the animal yet, it's as if it was taken out of the animal. Matano shelo hermu, kamisha hermu damu. The Ritva here, the Tosas Rid says, you're not goris this last line. The Ritva says, why not? Because matana shelo hurmu kamisha hurmu damyin, that's a principle that comes up by like truma. You have a field, you didn't say what's truma yet, what's meiser, so then you could say it's as if it was taken off yet. But here, that principle isn't shayach. Why? Because you see the zroa. You see it in front of you, it's nikar. What do you mean matana shelo hurmu kamisha hurmu damyin? That principle isn't shayach here. That's why the Ritva says it's a lashon mushal. It's a borrowed lashon. It doesn't really mean it in the normal sense of matana shelo hermu kamisha hermu damin. That's the Ritva. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But let's just do Tosfos. So Tosfos says, what kind of kinyan is this? Says Tosfos in the last few lines of Tosfos. Because it's usur for you to change your mind, so that's why it's called muhsak. Even though if you would change your mind, who to give it to, you would be allowed to, but because it's usur, right? So where does Tosfos say it? V'yishlomar inam. Where is it? I'm sorry. The second to last Tosfos. Hachalakir kuna. The b'kol duchta avin makir kuna k'muchzak. Right? Everywhere makir kuna is considered muchzak. Perakol aget, etc. V'usur lachzer bo. V'afilu b'dvarim ba'alma. Even though you can be chozer bo, but it's usur to be chozer bo. And the isur is enough to create muhsak. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah here says it's impossible. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what do you mean? It's usur, but I can retract. How could that be muhsak? It must be that takana d'rabanan, you can't retract. You can't take it back. That's why it's called muhsak. Because you can't retract. Machlokas, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. If you have the ability to retract, but it's just asur, is that called muhsak? Says the Ksos, and we'll end with this. Says the Ksos in Simen, Reish Ayin Ches, based on Tosfos. Let's say, if I promise the father something. I promise the father I'm going to give you a million shekel, $1 million. And then the father dies. So is that muhsak or is that roi? Says the Ksos, according to Tosfos, you're not allowed to go back on a promise. It's asur. So that wouldn't be a loan. That would be called muhsak. Because it's asur. It's asur not to pay because you promised it. So is that true? That's the ksos. We'll see if anybody argues on the ksos. Okay, we'll stop here. Beshul, we'll start tomorrow with the ksos, with the stipler, with the nesivus. A lot to talk about at the beginning of this daf. And then tomorrow we get into more b'chor inyan. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, today's shiur was sponsored by the Cohn and Shillet families, L'zecha Nishmas Aaron Bunim, Bein Dov Beresh Alevi, whose yard site is today, Hey Tevis.